Poland's second city looks different these days. Soldiers on scooters, refugees on sidewalks, reminders of Russia's war in Ukraine. At the consulate in Kraków, hundreds of Ukrainians wait in line for hours every day.
What's happening in Ukraine is awful. It's war, shooting, killing. They don't hesitate to kill anybody. It's mentally very difficult. My mind just cannot take it.
I have no idea when this will end. I think that it will take a long time before it's over. Lots of people will die. This is horrible.
Recently arrived are part of the diaspora. For Ukrainians, uncertainty and chaos have become the norm. Getting passports, having documents attested, the drudgery of life admin taking on much more significance now as many Ukrainians prepare to be away from home for an unknown period of time. Poland has never seen an influx of so many refugees so quickly. Kraków's mayor says the city has its limits.
You know, I think I'm seeing it the same as every citizen of the city. It's a major challenge. The most important thing is humanitarian aid, no matter what. We are trying to do whatever we can. This war is something really terrifying.
Public housing for refugees is near capacity. The mayor says his city needs more government funds to keep helping people. For now, the fate of many is in the hands of hardworking volunteers at charities throughout the country. Donations keep coming around the clock. Volunteers working throughout the night to pack supplies, most headed for Kyiv, the besieged Ukrainian capital. For Sergiusz, originally from Ukraine, this is personal. The second floor of this charity has been turned into a temporary shelter for mostly women and children. The biggest challenge, he says, is finding people a place to sleep.
In the beginning, people only slept here for one night and then left. Now they're staying for three or four nights. We're looking for places for them to go. The government promised help, but we don't know if that's going to be enough.
Cities like Kraków are dealing with wave after wave of refugees. And with worsening violence in Ukraine, there's no hiding from the fact they won't be going home anytime soon. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Kraków, Poland.
The UN's warning the war in Ukraine could lead to a global food catastrophe. Half of the grain used by the World Food Programme comes from Ukraine. The UN says 821 million people around the world suffer from hunger. Russia and Ukraine combined provide nearly a third of the world's wheat and barley exports. Wheat prices have jumped by 55% since the week before the invasion, and Russia has put a temporary ban on exporting grain and sugar. Shaza Mokhrabi is a communications officer at the World Food Programme, and she says the war is having a significant knock-on effect on global food supplies.
I think the main challenge at the moment are the infrastructures and supply chain systems that are falling apart. I mean, these systems are supposed to be feeding millions of people that are trapped in the conflict in Ukraine, and some of them are completely decimated. So we're talking about trucks and trains that are being destroyed, bridges falling apart, supermarkets that are being wiped out, and we're having to build this operation from the ground up. And this, you know, to build such an operation is going to take a lot of time, which is unfortunately not on our side, but our priority is to focus on repairing those infrastructures and supply chain system and creating this supply chain lifeline into Kyiv so that we could facilitate the transportation of humanitarian assistance, not just food, but on behalf of the humanitarian community, but also pre-position food stocks in areas where we feel the conflict may flare up. There are so many countries and regions that depend on exports from Ukraine, but for example, the MENA region is one that's going to be impacted. You've got Lebanon, they export 50%, they import 50% of their wheat from Ukraine, Tunisia 42%, and Yemen 22%. So it's definitely going to have a ripple effect.